Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you'll allow me a moment to say thank you for the opportunity to attend the bishop's convocation. It was a great time. I'm not sure if you know the story, but Julie Hudson, who's been organizing these things for several years, was up there doing the preliminary advance work, meeting with the events folks, and finding out how this was all going to go, which meeting and spaces we could use. And they kept on referring to things like, well, you can't use that room because the other group is going to be there. And they do a little bit more. Well, yes, but the other group is going to have lunch from this time. She finally could not resist anymore and asked, who is this other group? And they said, well, we're not, it's the Diocese of Olympia or something like that. Well, it's the Diocese of Olympia, which are the Episcopal churches on the west side of the state, or maybe the entire state, I'm not sure, and the Diocese of New Westminster, which is going up on British Columbia. So she came back and reported that, and our bishop called their bishop and said, we have to do this together. And so we did. It was fun. And it is a reminder that, yes, there are other sheep not of this fold. Maybe they don't all call themselves Lutherans, you know. And certainly to hear that, it's a much wider circle even than Lutherans and Episcopalians. But at least it's a start. And it was a good time. It was also a reminder of some of the things that I would like to concentrate my thoughts on. Now, I'm sure that if you've been around church at all, you've heard more than one good sermon on the good and shepherd. So I'd like to take a bit of a different approach on this, if you will, and certainly it's appropriate in a time of interim. I happen to, when I begin a new place, they always ask, so, what should we call you? Do you want to be known as Doug or Pastor Doug or Pastor Stensby or Reverend? And I always jokingly say, Your Holiness will do just fine. Thank you. I always get that response. I don't know why that is. But sure enough, I really don't care what I'm called. The old joke: as long as you don't call me late for supper, I'm good, right? But there are a number of things you could refer to me as. I mean, my title is Reverend Stensby. If I wanted to get official, I could begin to sign my name Douglas L. Stensby, M.Div. I've got a Master's of Divinity. That's my academic degree. I have put in a lot of time and effort to get that good for me. I can be referred to as a minister or a member of the clergy or I have been ordained. That, of course, is also in something you should recognize as duly important. I have been ordained. And in the synod and in the rest of the ELCA, I am rostered. Somebody is watching out for my name. It's on a list someplace, and that's a good thing. But I am most pleased when people say, Pastor. It is the kind of a relationship that I have been enjoying for a very long time. not way beyond the point where I and even finally got around to going off to the seminary. I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to actually meet again the associate pastor at my home church where I was confirmed and in youth group, and he knows me well. He is still out there. He is now retired officially, but he's got himself a truck, and he actually does delivery and pickup work. And he says, you know, every morning when I get out of bed, I pray. I say, God, send the person to me that you want me to talk to. And he says, and God does. Invariably, there's someone, and he uses that as an opportunity to share them some really good news. I have been on the receiving end of good news for a very long time. And I consider those who have done that well, and most a lot of them have been ordained. Many of them haven't. But for those who have served in this position as a pastor, I have been richly blessed, and I know that you have as well. But there is a verse here. There is only one good shepherd. Even though the term pastor comes from that picture of a leader of the sheep, in the end result, I'm just another one of the sheep as well. We come with our own liabilities, our own strengths, and one of the fun things about going to a place like a bishop's convocation is to look around and recognize the great number of and people that I have come to appreciate and love and respect for their work and their dedication to a job. On one hand, yes, we are the hirelings. We are the hired and people who are tempted at times to run when the wolves come into view. But we don't. We do not do that because this is more than a job to us. It is indeed our calling. I am saying this to you because there will be a time in the not-too-distant future, we hope, when the call committee will have been formed. If all goes well and everything falls into place, it may be that the council will do that particular task at their an August meeting. And if that's the case, the call committee could begin to meet in the beginning of the fall. That would be a good thing. And a good time to do that as well. It will be a time when they begin to meet in earnest and begin to do the work of saying, who are we looking for? What are those qualities that we're trying to find? Recognizing that no one is going to have it all. Everybody comes with one particular list of gifts. They don't get a chance to have everything. And in those cases where a one particular gift may be lacking, perhaps that will be an opportunity for someone else to step up and say, I can help here. What I would encourage you to do at this point is to begin to pray. That God would begin now to work in the hearts and lives of that particular person who will be called here, but also to seriously work in the lives of all pastors, that they might continue to ask, am I in the right place? Am I doing what God asks me to do? This is not an easy job. At times, it's really fun. Last night, I got to go and sit and watch a movie. It was a whole lot of fun. And, of course, the hospitality around here was a great treat as well. There are times that I have been known to sneak off to a soccer game and say to myself, I'm at work. There are benefits, and we know it well. But more than this, we are indeed called to a ministry, a place of service that is unique and special. And it is true that God calls particular people to this role. I would ask that you would begin now to pray that in the work that is being done as the transition team and finishes up, and as the call committee begins to do its work, that God would direct both you as the congregation and that particular person to find each other in God's will. That your next season of ministry will be a time that is rich and blessed, not because you have such a great and pastor, but because you have a good shepherd. In the end, it is Jesus Christ who meets all of our needs. He is the one who leads us beside the still and waters, even at times when we're saying to ourselves, this feels like a storm to me. But God has things and offers to us peace and security and in his rod and staff that give us comfort in those times. I invite you now to begin to pray and to pray for the next several months. And then after that new pastor is called, keep praying. They are going to need it, but it's a wonderful time. There was one. I'll give you just one thing that was a unique and wonderful an affirmation that was given to me a while ago, and I wasn't expecting it. I was sitting there, and someone said, "You know, I remember when Pastor said this in a sermon about a month ago," and I thought, they remember my sermons after a month? I thought, this is wonderful. We need to know that our work is appreciated, that it's doing some good. I know that you have already done that for me in so many ways. I encourage you to keep it up. It's good stuff. And while you're at it, for all of those others who are involved here in their own areas of ministry, whether or not it is Arletta who continues to do such a wonderful job with in music, or those who just make a whole lot of coffee through the months, or those who step in to get things done, those who are saying, I can help out with Mary's place when it comes here, I can do this, or those who say, you know, I just love to get together with my friends and quilt. All of these things are also work that should receive our great thanks. And I hope that you will join me in thanking those who serve in such wonderful and faithful ways, and to pray for those who will continue work in the future. Amen.